Nigel left it late, but a more than deserved victory.
It was thoroughly deserved over the course of the whole game. Actually thought at half-time we might have missed our chance because we were so dominant and creating chances and situations and didn't make the most of them. So very, very pleased with the way we played, but a bit frustrated at half-time.
I was going to come down here and say, well, 2 points dropped in the end then, the amount of chances that didn't go your way.
Yeah, it was looking that way. But, you know, goalkeeper made an unbelievable save, I thought, from Ben Davis. About 15 minutes to go or something, and our finishing wasn't great tonight. We had a shout for a penalty in the first half, very similar position as well, when Ben Davis went down, and he said he caught him then. So probably got our just rewards with the one late on.
It was as well. I mean, there's no complaint, was there?
No, none at all. Yeah, he caught him. It was a foul yard inside the penalty area. I don't think their players seriously complained at all now.
And the Blades have that winning habit right now.
It has. It's a lovely feeling. And it's confidence and belief and everything that you see in our performance tonight, right from the first few minutes. We controlled the game. And it's very difficult to do that away from home sometimes. But I thought we did that very well today. And I can't really remember Mark Howard having a shot to save in 90 minutes today.
The bigger picture to go with that as well is the volume of clean sheets you've had recently too. How pleasing is that?
That's the foundation that it's built upon. You know, we look solid at the moment. Teams are having to work extremely hard. That was probably a result of the Crewe match where they didn't have to do too much to score three goals against us. And we said, generally speaking, we've been solid. Let teams work very, very hard to create chances against us. And that's been the case.
I know it's an easy question to ask 6 games later, but did that prove something of a watershed moment? I mean, it was such an under-par performance that since then the team have really responded.
Yeah, I'll say it's the only one in 24 games, though, where we were that much under par. We had little halves here, Oldham at home, but we came back in the second half. But one out of 24 is not too bad, so we'll give them that one, purely based on the reaction since then. Mm.
When you analyse this game, although you have had good chances, given the possession you've had, would you have thought that the final ball at times could have been better today for more?
Yeah, I don't think the pitch helped in that department. You know, we got in some positions and bobbled or whatever. John Brayford had a great position that just sat up for him with his cross in the second half. So conditions were, you know, they've had a lot of games off down here. So they weren't ideal. But we still should have done better. We've got the 3 points and another clean sheet. You know, and when you come away from home on the back of the results we've had, you know, you'd take a 0-0 in some ways. You know, and we've nicked one again later on.
Significant though, isn't it? Though 2 wins from 2 on the road in the league. You've broken that momentum that wasn't going the Sheffield United's way.
Yeah, doubled the away victories in the last week. Here we are at the end of February. So yeah, it's nice. We've got a belief now that when we go home or away, and you sense it in the dressing room, that we're more than capable of getting the win. If we can't win, we'll take the draw and we'll try and keep a clean sheet.
And actually, 12th now, the table is looking as though you are getting the rewards that you're getting.
Yeah, because we've chipped away at it, and we talked about this, you know, and we got ourselves in a position in order to get up towards that halfway mark. And the last 2-3 results have helped us do that. But it was the hard work before that as well. The odd point here or there, you know, you keep in touch. And then hopefully everybody, you know, we were due a run. Most teams do, but ours is exceptional at the moment. Mm.
Any injuries to follow from this one?
Yeah, well, Harry got a whack, so we're going to see how he is when he went on one of those marauding runs again and ended up with a 50-50 on the edge of their box. You know, there's not many centre-halves and teams doing that away from home. So you deserve the result on the back of things like that. But he got a whack. Murph just got cramp when Jose was tired in the last 10 minutes again.
Shows the confidence of the two centre-halves, because, I mean, Maguire did that, and deceptively quick, I suppose, but Collins has started to do that now as well.
Yeah, it's lovely, because we've got people looking for the ball, willing to receive it in midfield and up front, and then teams have a dilemma, like, you know, do they play one up, which gives us the possession to start off? If they want to close us down, then we've got that extra man in midfield. So it's a bit of a problem for opposition at the moment.